One of the things that cannot be changed is other people. When you try to change someone, they're forced to repress what they really are, to be what you want them to be. Since long-term repression is impossible, the forced change will not last, or it will result in new eruptions of unsatisfactory behavior. You can't change other people. So waiting around in hope that someday things are going to be different with your mate or lover or friend or parents is certainly ill-advised. You're resisting what is. I once consulted a troubled couple who had been married nearly 10 years. She had an outgoing personality and enjoyed communicating about everything. She also loved sports and wanted her husband to share her enthusiasm and activities. He was a quiet man who saw no need to verbally analyze their friends and endlessly discuss emotional feelings. Her favorite weekend activity was a softball game with her office teammates. His favorite weekend activity was to curl up by the fireplace with a new book. For 10 years, the wife complained about her husband's unwillingness to verbally communicate his feelings. And for 10 years, she tried to get him to play sports. For 10 years, she resisted what is. What is she was married to a quiet man who didn't enjoy sports. But she cried, threatened, left him a couple of times, and generally made her life miserable in attempting to change him. Because of the way subconscious programming works, each time she got upset, she generated more negative programming, which in turn resulted in future disharmony. You can't change other people. You may be in a position to force the change with statements such as, "If you don't play softball with me tomorrow, I'm going to leave you." To hold his marriage together, he joined her for a while, but he was repressing his real emotions, and repression will always surface. In this case, out of resentment, he closed down emotionally. If the woman had accepted what is in her husband, her life would have improved. Immediately, the negative self-programming would have stopped. The upsets would have stopped. The woman needed to ask herself if she could live with her husband knowing he would never change. If not, she should have left him to find a more compatible relationship. If her answer were yes, she wanted to be with him, even if he'd never change, in her acceptance of what is, she would have found some peace. As another consideration, if the wife had been willing to change herself, her husband might have changed on his own, because he'd have been responding to her new attitude, not because he was being asked to change or forced to change. We can always change ourselves if we really want to. So, although all marriages are complicated dynamics, the woman I've been talking about now admits that she has needlessly made her life and her husband's life miserable for 10 years. Her resistance to what is caused their suffering. When you begin to accept what is in your life, you simply accept facts, logic, unalterable realities. Actually, you have no choice in accepting what is. It is what is. But you certainly have a choice in how you respond to what is. You can handle it or make it worse. While we're on this subject, let me inject that I'll talk about human rights later. But let's apply one of the basic human rights to conflicting relationships. It is your right to be what you are without changing your ideas or behavior to satisfy someone else. Now, any halfway self-actualized individual is going to grant that right to others and demand it for himself. So if you can't change another person, You might as well accept them as they are, if you're going to remain in the environment. It seems to me that makes sense. At this point, you might as well accept the other person as perfect, the way they are. You can't change them, so instead of resisting what you can do nothing about, accept that what is, is. They may not be perfect on your personal perfection scale. On that scale, they may only be a 3. Yet, from a perspective of human rights, they're perfect. You're not asking them to change. You give them the freedom to be who they are. You might as well, because they have it, whether you decide to give it or not. So, they're perfect just the way they are. All the people you've been trying to change are perfect. All the time you've spent waiting for them to change was wasted. They're already perfect, and you're perfect too. Although we'll come back to the concept of what is, let me summarize with a story about Jashu, my favorite Zen master. Jashu was radical and sometimes even brutal in his communications. He was born in China in A.D. 778 and is believed to have lived to 120. And according to legend, when his students gathered around their dying master, one said, "Oh, master, don't leave us without telling us the meaning of life." In response to this request, Jashu said, "What's hot is hot, and what's cold is cold." And he died. It was his way of saying, "What is, is."